One person's storm debris is the mother load of timber for Andrew and Jay Morse.
This tree, I have never seen anything like this. It's a redbud. A lot of rings, and the rings are all different colors. I think this might have been the only part of the tree that was alive when it fell.
He can't wait to cut into it further. The father-son wood-turning team is always on the lookout for what they call stormfall, debris left after hurricanes like Matthew and Irma. Much of what they collect is from storm-fallen trees found right in their Jacksonville neighborhood.
This is holly from Granada, and this is dogwood from Gadsden, and both streets are just...
Yeah, these are all San Marco.
This is all just in the neighborhood.
It was a mini tornado spawned by Matthew that brought them sycamore from Emerson and Old San Jose streets. Tons of massive logs, one of them is 32 inches in diameter, sit in the driveway just outside their garage-turned-wood shop.
This fell the night of the hurricane across the street and fell on the house. So we brought it up, just rolled it across the street, as well as picked up some other stuff from Irma.
Their business is called Oak and Bowl, but oak is not their primary bowl-making material. Too hard to work with. It's rock-like and wears down their tools. Whatever the wood, Andrew Morse advises, be patient, because wood can be challenging.
You never know what's inside of it. Maybe you'll hit a rotten spot. When it's finished, then you can, you know, say, I really like this bowl and I want to keep it or want to sell it or whatever. But until then, it's... You know, take your time, be patient, don't get attached.
Each bowl spends a couple of hours being shaped on the family lathe, handed down through the generations. Jay Morse finds the whole process immensely satisfying, bringing out the beauty of wood wherever he finds it. Finally, it's time to cut into that redbud.
Ooh, nice. That is going to be fantastic. That is going to be better than any African or Amazon exotic wood. Here's our exotic wood in the South Side. So.
I'm Michelle Corum, WJCT News.